In the mid-19th century, the Catholic Church of Montreal experienced a stellar period of its history with Monseigneur Ignace Bourget, bishop from 1840 to 1876. During his reign, all efforts were directed at asserting the authority and the influence of the Church over political and economic powers. This way, the Church could secure a closer presence amid the population. Bishop Bourget invited several religious communities from Europe to come to Montreal to meet the educational needs and health services of the faithful. In 1870, he had a new cathedral built in the middle of what would become the economic and English-speaking center of the city of Montreal. Christened St. James the Great at the time, it is now Mary Queen of the World, and the cathedral is a scaled-down replica of St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. Monseigneur Paul-Napoléon Bruchisi, Archbishop of Montreal between 1897 and 1939, loyally pursued the undertakings and ultramontane tradition of Bishop Bourget. As early as 1899, he commissioned Father Philippe-Joseph Brady to find a piece of land, ideally offered in the form of a gift. The land would serve to establish a parish and the first Catholic church in the city of Westmount. Archbishop Bruchisi wanted to respond to the needs of the Catholic faithful in the area. He also wanted to consolidate the authority of the Church with the English-speaking Catholic bourgeoisie and the French-speaking bourgeoisie in particular. The mounting influence of the bourgeoisie at the political level and a tendency towards liberalism were often criticized by the Vatican. In Westmount, land was very valuable, and Father Brady had a hard time finding a generous donor. In November 1900, the Sisters of Charity of the Montreal General Hospital, commonly known as the Grey Nuns, agreed to an arrangement. On February 2, 1901, a decree allowed the foundation of a bilingual Catholic parish on the territory of the city of Westmount under the patronage of Saint Leo I. Father Joseph-Antoine Stanislas Perron was appointed parish priest, and a few months later, Father Oscar-Pierre Gauthier was appointed curate. On October 3, 1901, land was purchased from the Grey Nuns for the sum of $22,531.81. Immediately thereafter, the Grey Nuns donated back half the amount to the parish. At last, a piece of property was available and construction could start. The presbytery was built between October 1901 and May 1902. Its architecture is quite simple. The exterior cladding is red brick, similar to that adorning a few nearby residences, especially those beyond Kitchener Avenue. The presbytery, based on the plans of Georges-Alphonse Monet, was originally integrated harmoniously with the neighborhood. Unfortunately, the large apartment complex built facing the parish grounds in 1960 has destroyed the architectural unity of the ensemble. Construction of the church took place between October 1901 and October 1903, also based on the plans of architect Georges-Alphonse Monet. To learn more about architect Georges-Alphonse Monet, select Track 3. To continue the visit with the description of the exterior architecture of the church, select Track 4.